أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we now find that as the Meccans realized that Islam had struck roots in Yathrib and was spreading there, their animosity just grew, and the chiefs of the tribes, such as Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, Abu Sufyan, and Utba, gathered at Dar al-Nadwa. Now, this was the meeting place. And after a meeting where they rejected suggestions to either imprison the Prophet or banish him, they planned to assassinate him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this assassination attempt in Suratul Anfal, Ayah 30. Here he says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَإِذْ يَمْقُرُوا بِقَلْ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِيُثْبِتُوكَ أَوْ يَقْتُلُوكَ أَوْ يُخْرِجُوكَ وَيَمْقُرُونَ وَيَمْقُرُوا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. And when those who disbelieved devised plans against you, that they might confine you, or they might kill you, or they might drive you away, and they devised plans, and Allah too has arranged a plan, and Allah is the best of planners. And in order to escape the vendetta of the Banu Hashim, they decided that every tribe should provide one person or one man, and that they would collectively assault Rasulullah as soon as he came out of his house. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises Rasulullah of this plan through Jibreel, and we find that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is now ordered to leave Makkah and go to Yathrib. On leaving, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asks Imam Ali alayhi salam to sleep in his bed. We are told that when Ali alayhi salam heard that his life was to be the ransom for the Prophet's, he did a sajda of shukr. He prostrated before Allah to thank him, and it is recorded to be the first sajda of shukr, the first prostration of gratitude in Islam. The Prophet covered Ali with his own green sheet, and Ali alayhi salam was sleeping in this bed while Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam slipped out. An ayah of the Quran actually manifests this in Surah number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 207. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ, and from people, مَنْ يَشْرِ نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءُ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ, they are those who have exchanged for their nafs, for their selves, the pleasure of Allah. And then it ends, وَاللَّهُ رَعُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ, Allah is watchful, Allah is kind towards those who are attached to Him. As soon as Rasulullah walks out of the door, there they lay waiting. But he takes a handful of dust, he recites the first 8 verses of Surah Yasin, and he throws the dust over their heads, and they didn't even see him going out. The Prophet ﷺ also ordered Imam Ali alayhi to return the things which people had entrusted to him for safekeeping to their respected owners. In the dark of the night, the Prophet ﷺ, accompanied by Abu Bakr, went to the mountain of Thor. This is about 5 miles from Makkah, and hid in a cave near its summit. Meanwhile, those that were appointed to kill him, as they entered the house of the Prophet, they lifted the cover of the bed and found Ali alayhi salam asleep in his bed. Enraged and infuriated, they set up a group of people who would go out, a search party rather, headed by Suraqah ibn Malik, who would go and look for the Prophet, and now ordered to kill him. As soon as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr entered the cave, a spider wove a cobweb at the entrance, and a pair of pigeons built their nest at the mouth of the very cave. And it was this cobweb and the nest that made the search party believe that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam could never be in the cave. As this search party was coming nearer, Abu Bakr started weeping. And the Prophet consoles him by saying, La tahzan inna Allaha ma'ana. Do not be sad, don't grieve. Surely Allah is with us. And this is part of Ayah 40 of Surah Tawbah, which is Surah number 9. The Prophet raised his hands in shukr, and we're told that as a token of appreciation to the pigeons and the spiders, we are discouraged ever to hurt pigeons and spiders who save the life of an awesome individual. It was the first of Rabi'ul Awal when both men left Makkah to go to the mountain or the cave of Thor. And they remained there up to the 4th of Rabi'ul Awwal. On the 5th of Rabi'ul Awwal, they started their journey to Yathrib. The Prophet ﷺ traversed a journey which is long, and they knew it was dangerous because the Quraysh would definitely send people out to look at them. So journeying by unfrequented routes, they reached Quba, which was Ghiba, which is 2 miles south of Yathrib, a week later. And they reached there on the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal, one after Hijrah. The Prophet's camel sat down on its own place at a place called At-Taqwa, and the Prophet got down there. Abu Bakr proceeded to Yathrib and became the guest of Zayd ibn Kharj, who lived in a suburb of Yathrib. The Prophet was now 53 years old. He waited at Quba for 4 days for Imam Ali alayhi salam to join him before he would proceed to Yathrib. He didn't want to enter without those who were following him. At Quba, he laid the foundations of the first mosque in Islam, the Mosque of Quba, which has been mentioned in the Quran as the mosque that was founded on Taqwa. And thus, this mosque is referred to as Masjid al-Taqwa. After 4 days, Imam Ali alayhi salam joins Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, having traveled on foot day and night and hiding during the day. And remember, the distance is not short, it's approximately 250 miles. Upon his arrival, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam received him, so pleased to see him, and found him tired, his feet bleeding with sores. It was also in Quba or Quba that the first Salat al-Jumu'ah was prayed, because the Prophet recites this and then leaves to go to Yathrib. And they entered on the 16th of Rabi'ul Awwal. That corresponds to the 1st of October, 622 of the Common Era. So many people from Yathrib welcomed the Prophet. And it is here the Hijrah from which the dates, the Islamic calendar, begins. This is the awesome migration that led to so much.
Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who do the ittiba'ah, who follow the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.